what people are talking about.
Let me hit you with some knowledge.
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
All right, back to your hosts, Jim and Randall. I'm Randall.
And I'm Jim.
And never the twain shall meet.
Hopefully.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're back, and thank you for joining us on Lawyers Who Needs Them. And it is now time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
We have questions, but we also have answers, and my partner, Mr. James M. Hartman, the first,
and hopefully the last,
only is prepared to take your questions. So, let's go down south to Atlanta, Georgia, down where the Tuscaloosa,
that's Alabama.
Okay, Brandon from Atlanta, Georgia writes, Dear Jim and Randall, do I need to tell a prospective employer that I had a sex change operation? Now, let me give you a little background on this, okay?
Yeah.
Brandon was a very successful attorney as a man, okay? And then became a woman. And now he's going to a new law firm in a different state.
He would like
to know if he needs to tell the new law firm that he achieved all of his greatness as a man, but now he's a woman.
Well, I don't think so, because of course he goes there as a. They see that he's a man, that he's a woman.
No, he'll look like a woman.
His name is Irving. It's very difficult.
Right. He's got to go from Brandon to Brenda.
Right. And I think that the problem is that. You can't. That would be a form, I think, of discrimination. A sex change is probably protected under the sexual orientation protections of the various discriminatory statutes and so forth.
Right.
Now, can't be sure, but certainly I don't think there's any obligation to tell them. You walk in, you're a dame. Or you walk in, you're a guy. You walk in, you're a woman. You walk in, you're a man. You could be a donkey. I mean, you're not claiming to be anything. I mean, in the past.
A donkey with a law degree.
Listen, do you know how many donkeys have law degrees? What, are you crazy? Of course you're a donkey with a law degree. Look at these donkeys we talk about every week.
I know. All right.
But the fact is that I do not think you're obliged to discuss that.
All right. Okay. And there you have
particularly
it.
If it's not, and you know, if you're still with the same firm and you come in one day when you say, I'm going on a 2-week vacation. All right, Susan, take your vacation. You come back. Hello, Sam. It may be that there would be a lot of discomfort in the situation. But I think you're perfectly free to do it. Not sure that I subscribe to this kind of thing. But
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
How about you might look good as a woman? I don't think so.
I'd be gorgeous. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you'd be a knockout.
A little voluptuous, too.
Yes, you would. In fact, you could use some of the leftover stuff from Heidi.
That's right.
All right, Ellen from Fargo, North Dakota.
The one thing about Heidi is she can't hide.
No, impossible.
That's right.
She cannot be incognito. No. All right, Ellen from Fargo, North Dakota writes, Dear Jim and Randall, do I need a lawyer to buy undeveloped farmland that I plan to hold to sell in the future?
Well, it's like if you need a lawyer to buy any kind of real property, you need it for undeveloped farmland.
Right.
Probably particularly if you're going to develop it, you want to make sure that you're permitted to develop it, that it's owned to be developed. If it's farmland, you may not be able to develop it in the future, but you want a lawyer. It depends on the state. Now, some states are escrow states. You don't use lawyers for real estate transactions. You
use a bank?
You use what they call an escrow agent, a title company.
Oh, okay,
so forth.
A title company. All right.
But find out in your jurisdiction if you generally use lawyers for clothing. But the fact that it's undeveloped, it's no different than any other real estate. There could be defects in the title, and you chain the title and everything else.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful.
Right.
Okay, Ellen, good luck, and let us know how you make out. Peter from Huntsville, Alabama. That's where the Tuscaloosa. I had the Tus. I just had him in the wrong place.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Elephant brain, go ahead.
Jim and Randall. Remember, an elephant never forgets.
I know. You got a trunk. I mean, you're halfway there.
I'm halfway there. All right. Can I read this question to you, please?
And put away the peanuts, would you please? Please, put away the peanuts. The shells are all over the place.
Dear Jim and Randall, can I read this?
Yes.
What is a legal judgment?
Well, it really means two things. You can use your judgment on a legal issue, meaning your thoughts, but
right.
actually not what you're talking about. Judgment is the final order, the final resolution and or a document or order in a dispute, in a case, a
okay.
lawsuit. It is based upon the verdict. It is based or the decision of the court. It is what is enforced, the judgment. In other words, I award you
50 cents,
whatever it is, $300,000, and that's a judgment for three. It's
right.
the judgment from which an appeal is taken. It's the judgment which is what we call executed
or enforced.
Enforced. Right.
Okay.
So
right.
that's the final I can't think of a word, but it's the decision incorporated into a enforceable
action.
Yeah, you could call
that
it
action.
Will
work, okay.
I think that maybe
right.
that's
once a
word.
In a while.
I'll think of the word next week, please. At my age, I'm lucky I can remember my name.
That's right. It's lucky you find your way here.
That's right.
That's why I give you those crumbs.
<That's right>. but the judgment is the final order.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you, Peter, for that very nice question, and Jim for that confusing answer.
Right.
Charles from Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York, your hometown.
That's
Brooklyn,
right.
New York. Dear
That's
Jim
right.
and Randall.
That's
pretty funny. He's from Brooklyn, but he wants to write about Delaware.
Well,
he says, the state of Delaware has a business court. What is the advantage of incorporating my company in Delaware?
Well, you have two. One doesn't follow from the other. Yes, it has a business court. But the advantage of incorporating your company in Delaware is that Delaware is what we call a very friendly to corporations, and more companies are incorporated in Delaware than any other state.
Yes, I agree.
And because they benefit from that financially. But the fact is that the business court is an irrelevancy. All the courts in most states can handle, and some have commercial courts. But the advantages of Delaware are the state is very pro-corporation. It's easy to incorporate there. They're liberal toward corporations. So, yes, there are some advantages, although pretty much New York and New Jersey are pretty pro-corporate, too.
Yes, they are.
But that's a good question, and yes, there may be advantages to incorporate in Delaware.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back with a couple more questions and see what else develops here on Lawyers Who Needs Them.